Well, look at the calendar. Looks like Tulip Time officially starts this Saturday, and we're very excited about it. And all week long, we've been talking to people involved in a couple of the events and the activities that are going on in the Tulip Time, as part of the Tulip Time Festival. And today I have Lorma Freestone with me this morning, and Lorma is involved in a whole lot. We're going to talk all about it, but Lorma, we've just met. How nice to see you, and thanks for joining us on WHTC Morning News.
Well, nice to be here, Dan. I appreciate you highlighting all of the great events that are happening.
Well, like I said, you're involved, well, at least three events that we're going to talk about, but Lorma, how'd you get involved in all this with Tulip Time? Just quickly before we talk about the events.
Well, I used to be the director of the Holland Area Arts Council, and after I retired, Gwen and I have been friends for years, and she was telling me that the poster competition, which the Arts Council used to run, needed another person to take the lead of it. And we were sitting, I think, at a cocktail party, and we were just, she said, gee, do you know anybody who knows anything about this poster competition? So, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And suddenly I became the volunteer coordinator for the poster competition. And we did that. That was 3 years ago when we started that. And then it just started piling on a few other things that were part of the arts programming for Tulip Time that I started doing. And then we took the printing of the giclées in-house, and I'm in charge of doing those. So I kind of got my, I didn't just put my toe in. I think I'm up to my my hips now.
You got a second career out of this whole thing. Well, Lorma, great to have you. We're going to talk all about Petals in Bloom, about Petals in the Park, and then you talked about the poster contest. There's a fine arts exhibit involving the Tulip Time posters, but let's kick it off with this. I know it's the 95th year this year, and there's a, I guess it's a new art project getting all ready for the Tulip Time Festival called Petals in Bloom. And of course, we know the theme is bikes and blooms. So how's this all fit in?
Well, we wanted to have some kind of special public art competition, and just a participation. Getting artists involved with Tulip Time has always been one of the key things for locals to be involved. And so we decided, because the bicycles were part of our theme, we got partnerships with Velo City Cycle and Community Action House, who gave us as way more than we thought we'd ever need bike parts. What we did was we put out a call to artists out there to come up with some really wonderful ideas. We'd supply the bicycle parts if they would create sculptures on out of all these various parts and
just
pieces.
Whatever came out
of their brains. And we got 14 people really excited.
Okay.
And so, believe it or not, almost every single gear and chain was claimed by these folks. And they have come up with some really unique sculptures. So what we're going to do is we're placing them all around town. And it's just really local, focused on downtown Holland, a walkable, you can walk the bicycle sculpture path, if you want to call it that. And so we have little maps that are up online on the Tulip Time website. The sculptures will be placed on May 2nd, and all of them will be in place by then. But there's a text to vote, so there's a viewer's choice award.
Oh, you go around, you look at all these sculptures. Yeah.
Yes, you do, and you pick your favorite one, and you can vote for one sculpture each day. You can vote for all of them every day if you want to, but each device will allow you to vote once per day on that one. And so then at the end of this voting period, which it will end on Thursday, so that we have time to count the ballots and then award the winner on Friday. So the winner gets $500. And so it's kind of a fun thing. I mean, and all of the sculptures, I believe, are for sale as well. So then if anybody wants a garden sculpture with a bicycle theme for their garden, they can purchase these.
No, I'm thinking, bicycle parts. I'm guessing, though, that maybe the sculptures, none of them really look like a bicycle.
That's right.
And that's the idea.
And we were hoping that most people would do not just put a pretty basket full of flowers on a bicycle. And we were really thrilled that nobody did that.
Exceeded
your
expectations.
So we've got some really unique interpretations.
All right. And that's on display the entire time of Tulip Time.
Starting May 2nd, that's when they're going to be placed. And then they will be voted on, and the award will be given out on Friday, May 10th. So that's how, and then they'll probably be up throughout the Tulip Time Festival. Sure. We'll probably take them down on Monday, May, what is that, 13th.
13th,
like
yep.
That. Yeah.
And that's all called Petals in Bloom.
Petals
there we
in
go.
Bloom.
There's a lot of petals involved here, Lorma. We are talking with Lorma Freestone and about a couple of different events. Let's talk about an event coming up this Sunday at Collin Park. This is another petal, this time Petals in the Park.
Petals in the Park is May 5th. And so Sunday, May 5th, we are, again, we're partnering with Velo Kids, which is part of Velo City Cycles.
Right.
And we are going to have a bicycle rally for kids and their parents. And what we're trying to encourage people to do is ride your bike down to Collin Park. And we have other partners, the Holland Area Arts Council and Culture Works, are going to be there to assist you in decorating your bike. And also you're going to be, we'll have this rally and we're going to have a DJ there. We're also going to have photo opportunities. So Culture Works is making a huge photo booth so that you can bring your glamorized bicycles up there and get glamour shots of you and your bicycles. And there'll be prizes. Miranda will be there, which is really wonderful, Wood TV's Miranda. And she'll be the judge, and she'll be judging the most outrageous, the most creative, and the most representative of Tulip Time. So those are three categories, but bring your whole family and decorate all your bikes and your helmets, and we're just going to have a parade. And it's just a two-hour event, but there'll be all kinds of things to do. Elzinga and Volker's treat truck is going to be there.
Fantastic.
Simpatico will be there. And we're just going to have a good time.
Great. That's coming up this Sunday, May 5th, 1 to 3, Collin Park. And the cool thing, Lorma, I know this event and everything we've been talking about so far, it's free.
Free.
Well, let's wind it out with your third big event that we want to cover with you, the Fine Arts Exhibit, a big event going on. And this involves Tulip Time poster...
The top 20.
You'll pick the winner already, obviously.
Yes.
But how do the other 19 get involved here?
Well, that's what we did. This is 15 years ago. The whole competition was born when artists came to the Arts Council to say, how does one become the poster artist for Tulip Time?
Mm-hmm.
And so we made a proposal to Tulip Time saying, how about if we make this a competition and allow people to submit their artwork, and then we have it early in the year. So we have it, we have the big event, the reveal in February, so that people are thinking about Tulip Time even before Tulip Time happens.
Right.
So they were all over that. They thought it was a great idea. The Arts Council ran the competition. And so we all wanted to sweeten the pot, too, because you get all these submissions, over 100 submissions every year.
Right.
But then we thought we'd have a juror pick the top 20, and then we'd have an exhibit during the competition or during the festival. And even though the other 19 didn't get chosen as the poster winner, the other 19 have an opportunity to be chosen as the people's choice. And so there's a $500 award going to the person or the piece of artwork that gets the most votes during the festival. So again, we do another vote, but we have this artist display too. And it's great because during that reveal, people sold their artwork during that reveal in February.
Yep.
They have another opportunity to sell their artwork during this festival exhibition. So it's a great thing for the local artists.
In the market room at the Holland Civic Center, and this is each day during
Every
Tulip
day.
Time.
Every day.
And looks like the winner is going to be announced May 10th.
Right. On Friday morning, we have a little reception up there with drinks and donuts, and we announce the winner. So it's kind of a really fun wrap-up to the towards the end of the week.
All right, Petals in Bloom, Petals in the Park, and that Tulip Time poster competition. Vote for your favorite out of the remaining 19. Lorma, I know all the information, all those events, I'm sure, on the Tulip Time webpage,
They are.
Lorma Freestone, you got a busy couple of weeks here.
It is busy.
We appreciate you coming in, and nice to meet you, and let's talk soon. Thanks for coming in on WHTC's Morning News.
And thank you, Dan.